Hiya.
Hello, Neil.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. Have you not up too early?
Oh no. It's 9 a.m. here. I've been up for a couple hours. I'm good to go.
Right. I've got some good questions for you.
All right, sounds good.
What is your most recent Star Wars memory instead of your first?
Most recent. Well, just this weekend, I actually picked up the BB-8 playset, the Hasbro BB-8 playset. Was on deep clearance, and I set that up, and my 4-year-old son has been playing with it all weekend, so it's been really cool.
Great.
Yeah.
If you could be involved in the creation of one Star Wars collectible from the start, what would it be?
Wow. You know, I think I'm going to say the original Millennium Falcon toy, because I've never had one. And that's a toy I've always wanted to get. And last year at Celebration in Orlando, I was able to hang out with Mark Boudreau for a while, and he designed that toy. So that's one that's like got some mystique around it for me, because, you know, even though I've heard so much about it and I have a lot of friends who've had it, I've never had one.
Wow.
Yeah. Otherwise, I was going to say I don't know if you guys had them in England or not, but we had these Taco Bell when the Phantom Menace came out, Taco Bell and Pizza Hut and stuff. They had these cups with these toppers on them. And I love those things. So maybe that one too.
Yeah, we had the Burger King ones over here.
Okay. Yeah.
And I kept the I did chuck it away eventually, but I kept one of the, had a little paper, little, like a placemat you can put on your tray.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, but eventually it started to get smell a bit, so I had to chuck it out.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Right, here's a scenario for you. You're going on a business trip, and you've got to take an Uber for a few days. What Star Wars character would you like to be your Uber driver?
Well, I think I'd have to say, especially right now with Solo coming up, I think I'd have to say Han Solo. You know, you gotta have the best pilot in the galaxy if you're if you're riding around in an Uber.
Yeah, and if you get stuck in traffic here, probably say never tell me the odds about.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you know, it'd be a little dangerous maybe, but you just have to put your faith in Han Solo and hope it turns out all right.
You probably get you there quick.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah.
If you could go back in time, what era of Star Wars would you want to revisit?
Oh, wow. Well, yesterday was the 19th anniversary of The Phantom Menace coming out. And I saw you tweeting about that, Neil, and I was tweeting about that, too. That was the best that summer and the spring leading up to it. And that was because I was too young. I wasn't even born when the first Star Wars movie came out. I was born in 82, so I missed that whole era. Yeah. And it'd be great to actually be able to experience that era, but to relive one that was like the best for me, Phantom Menace, that whole summer 99, that was it for me. That was the best.
Yeah, it was a pretty good summer for me as well, actually, because the UK got it 2 months later than you. We got it in July that year.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So not like now where we get it, you know, day before, you know, the US, but I think right. That year it was 2 months after. And we had all the merchandise out in May as well, so we couldn't avoid getting spoiled by it. So,
right.
So, you know, everything came out probably May, June, you know, the novel, the soundtrack, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember tough to avoid there in the end, especially with Darth Maul.
What Star Wars vehicle would you drive?
Wow. You know, I'm not much of a car person, like a flashy car kind of person at all. So I don't know, probably just a standard land speeder. You know, if we're talking planetary travel. I love the X-Wing, so that's probably what I'd want for space travel, I guess you'd say. But,
What Star Wars poster did you have as a kid on your wall?
I think probably the first Star Wars poster that I ever had would have been when the movies were re-released on VHS. The THX versions is what we kind of refer to them as, if you know the ones I mean.
Yeah.
They had like a Darth Vader on the new on the Star Wars poster, and then I think there was a Stormtrooper maybe on the Empire, and then a Yoda on Return of the Jedi. And I think I had those posters, or at least one or two of those. So that was probably the first stuff for me, first posters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What Star Wars bar would you most like to have a tab at?
Ooh. I think I'm gonna say the bar from the holiday special, if you know the one I mean. Because it's not no danger there really, you know what I mean? Versus like the cantina or something where you always have to be worried something's gonna go down. I like a nice relaxing, friendly atmosphere. So I think I have to go for the one from the holiday special.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll probably pick a Canterbite for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, sure. Yeah. I don't have nice enough clothes though for
Oh, no.
that one. So
What's your go-to Star Wars movie?
My go-to is probably Empire Strikes Back. Even though that's weird 'cause it's right in the middle of a trilogy. But yeah, probably Empire. And then maybe Force Awakens as well. In the last 2 years I've watched a ton.
Good choices.
Yeah.
Probably mine would be A New Hope and Phantom Menace, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, usually honestly I try to like watch a trilogy at a time. So if I'm going to watch them, I want to watch like all three within that trilogy. I go that way, but yeah, Phantom Menace is very rewatchable for me too. I've watched that one a ton also. Yeah.
What if you were going to a Star Wars prom, who would be your date?
Oh, okay. Huh. Going to a Star Wars prom, who would be my date? Well, I mean, it's probably sort of the obvious answer, cliche maybe a little bit, but I think it's got to be Princess Leia. I love Leia. I have a Leia tattoo, big Leia fan, so I think I have to go Princess Leia. Yeah.
Probably mine would be Jyn Erso, I think.
Oh, Jyn Erso. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Probably one of my favorite Star Wars characters. Probably just after Leia, actually. But
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah.
What Star Wars video game is your favorite?
Oh, wow. Let's see. Probably, well, okay. The first one that comes to mind is the Super Star Wars games on the Super Nintendo. I love those ones, but they're so hard, that they're actually like they're a little tough to go back. I mean, I do go back and play them, but those ones are really tricky. Otherwise, there was two. Well, the first Rogue Squadron game on GameCube, so I think that was the second Rogue Squadron game overall. But the first one on GameCube is really really fun. So that would be the other one for me. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that would be my favorite. The Rogue Squadron one would be too.
Yeah.
I literally got a GameCube for that game.
It was amazing at the time. It was unbelievable, I still think it's one of the best looking. I mean, it can't, maybe can't compete with like these new Battlefront games, but otherwise it's like one of the best looking Star Wars games still, I think. So.
I still play it occasionally now, and it still holds up very well, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, what are you looking forward to Star Wars Celebration?
Yes, Neil, I am so excited for Star Wars Celebration. I have been to celebrations. I love Celebration always, but I know you know I'm in the Midwest, but I'm about 80 miles away from downtown Chicago, so it's right in my backyard, so to speak. So that's cool. And I was talking to some friends about it around here, and they were even saying like they were a little disappointed it was so close, because it's kind of fun to go like on a trip, to Celebration. But I'm really excited about it, because it means like a lot of my friends and even family members who would love to go to Star Wars Celebration, but they can't really make that trip and they're not going to spend that money to, like, you know, travel across the country or whatever it may be. It's going to be a lot easier for those people to go. So yeah, it's crazy exciting for me to be right down the street. But I love it always. I can't wait. Yeah.
Did you go to the last couple?
The last couple celebrations? Yeah. I went to Anaheim and Orlando. Both. Yep. I have not been to any of the European celebrations, so I didn't go to the one in 2016, unfortunately. But as far as the U.S. celebrations go, I've been to all of them except for the second one in Orlando, which I think was in like maybe 2012 or something like that. So I didn't go to that one, but otherwise I've been to all of the ones that are here in the U.S. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been towards the Europe ones and fingers crossed I hopefully might be able to get to Chicago next year.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I saw you you mentioned that. I hope you can work it out. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully I can, yes. Yeah. So on my bucket list really to go to a US celebration really.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, Chicago is probably I don't know if it's the flight and all that stuff is probably not too much different than flying to Florida. So,
yeah.
And it's definitely closer for you than Anaheim would be. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And it's probably, you know, Chicago's probably maybe a little less expensive than those two cities too. I don't know, but I don't know. It's probably about the same actually.
Yeah. Have you got any questions you would like to ask me?
I don't know. I didn't prepare anything. what do you think about, are you excited for Star Wars Resistance? That's one of the new things coming up here.
Yeah. It should be a different animation style, shouldn't it?
Yeah. I'm excited for that part of it. Something new. The fact that it's set during the sequel era too is really exciting as well. Yeah.
I think they may be trying to steer more towards that sequel area now, really, in, you know, what they're trying to do for Star Wars, I think, in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've had so much in the classic trilogy era there that, I'm excited for some new stuff set in the sequel era, for sure. It'll be cool to see, probably learn more about the First Order and more about the Resistance and that kind of thing, you know, as we're getting close, really, we're getting close to the end of that time period. You know, the sequel era is almost wrapping up here in terms of movies. So then it'll be easier to kind of explore in more depth what's going on in between those movies and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
How about Solo? What are your Solo plans? I mean, that's coming up in probably just a couple days for you, right? Is it Wednesday?
Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday.
Thursday morning our time. Probably the first showing. So.
Okay.
I usually go first morning day of release.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. We have a 7 p.m. showing here on Thursday. So. In the prequel era, it was always, you know, midnight. You know, you had to go at midnight or whatever. But I don't know when it changed. Maybe 4 or 5 years ago, they've started just doing them at 7 o'clock. So that's really cool. I would do midnight if I had to, but it's nice to be able to go at 7 o'clock, and then you still have time to like chat and hang out and dissect it afterwards.
Are you going with friends, family?
My wife and my kids are going to come with, and that's a nice part about it being earlier too. Yeah, so they'll come, and then some friends will be there also, and then like I said, it'll be nice to, we'll have enough time to go out afterwards and hang out for an hour or two and talk about the movie and that kind of stuff. And
and
I bring my little recording device. That'll be a little, you know, podcast session too. So that'll be cool.
Are you looking forward to the soundtrack?
Yeah, absolutely. I always pick up the soundtrack first day. I'm going to pick that up, and I'm going to pick up the Art of Solo book also. Then I usually like to spend – I'm going to try to go see Solo again sometime next weekend. I don't have it planned out yet because, you know, a lot of other stuff going on, but I'm hopefully going to see it at least once more that first weekend. But then the other thing I love to do is just like listen to the soundtrack and dig into the art of book. And that's how I'll probably spend my weekend next weekend.
Yeah. My ritual during the prequels was always get the art of book and the visual dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's just, I tended to. It's either or situation for me, and I was straight towards wanting to get the books, really.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point, too. I was thinking about, I have a couple of the Solo toys, not too many, but I was thinking if, you know, hopefully I'm going to love the movie, and maybe on my way from the movie theater to wherever I'm going to meet up with, you know, some friends, I'll stop at a store somewhere, a 24-hour store, and I kind of want to get the, I want to get that speeder, the Carillion speeder thing, you know, with the Han figure. Yeah, I think that'd be fun to. I haven't really ever done that after going to see the movie, you know, opening night, like run to the store and just pick up a Star Wars toy.
Yeah,
but I think that'd be fun. That'd be fun too. So maybe I'll do that.
What are some of your favorite vintage Star Wars vehicles?
You know, unfortunately, I don't have any. I don't have any vintage vehicles, so. I had a couple friends, my friends Chris and Adam, they kind of collected that stuff, and they had the Falcon, and they had the AT-AT and TIE Fighter and that stuff, and I would always kind of, you know, live vicariously through them, hang out at their house and check out their vintage vehicles. But actually what happened with me in my family and my situation with the Star Wars toys is I have an older brother who was born in 76. So when I was young, he had a lot of that stuff. He had the Death Star playset, the Falcon, and, you know, a bunch of that stuff. And my mom was always after us to clean that stuff up and put it away. And we didn't. And one day she threatened she was going to throw it all out if we didn't do that. And she did, Neil. She threw it all away. So growing up, I would have probably inherited some Star Wars toys.
Yeah.
A lot of them. But because my brother, he doesn't care about that stuff at all. So I'm sure he would have happily donated it to the cause, and I would have had a nice vintage collection. But I don't. I have a handful of vintage 3¾ figures that I've picked up along the way. But really, that's it. That's all I have. So, yeah.
A few years ago, I got the Palitoy Death Star again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had that as a kid. I've got a few loose vintage action figures, but that's about it really for vintage stuff for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to pick some of that stuff up, but I think the prices have really kind of jumped through the roof lately. So
yeah.
Can't justify it too much. I'll grab the loose ones, you know, if I find them for $5 or something, but I focus mainly on getting new stuff, I guess. As far as toys go, just because of the price on that. I do like to pick up, you know, like vintage books and things like that. I like to I like to collect books more. So, like, for instance, I got the Han Solo at Star's End book. And I thought, well, if I'm going to get that, I might as well, you know, find an old vintage copy of it and like a hardcover, you know, vintage copy.
Yeah.
The original artwork and all that. And, you know, that kind of stuff is still pretty cheap. So, as far as collecting, you know, I try to keep it reasonable in terms of the money I'm spending. But so more like books and stuff like that. I also like to pick up like the old VHS tapes and like laser discs and stuff like that, you know. So, but.
Yeah, I still got my old VHS special edition tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then I had a decent collection of toys from the prequel trilogy era too, but all that stuff I always took it out of the box and, you know, kind of set it up or played with it or whatever, I guess you'd say. And then when I had kids, I kind of just had my big bin full of the prequel toys, and I kind of handed them over. So I still have them, but they're not in great shape or anything. Yeah. But Force Awakens, Rogue One, Last Jedi, I've got I picked up a lot of 3¾ figures from there, and those I've kept. I've got them kind of in nice condition and stuff. So I guess my toy collecting as it is, I guess, is is mainly right now sequel trilogy stuff that I have in decent condition. If I can ever go back and get some of that older stuff, I'd like to. So,
yeah, I totally binged on Force Awakens figures. I apparently got nearly all of the 3¾ ones, and not so much Black Series.
But, yeah,
and it's, I think, dwindled a little bit. I got a few 3¾ ones for Last Jedi. I didn't really get any for Black Series, really, but it sort of dwindled away now.
Yeah.
I saw it, my focus tended to go back towards vintage again.
Right. Nice. Yeah, I watched your video about the mini rigs. Those are cool. I don't know how expensive those are, but I'll maybe try to pick some of those up, because those are fun. I like those.
Yeah, I love them as a kid. They just I couldn't afford the really big vehicles like the AT-AT and all stuff like that, really. But I always, Christmas or birthday, seem to get a couple of mini rigs or something. And it was something that really stuck with me as nice, you know, cheap little vehicle to play with.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they have, you know, nowadays Hasbro, they've got the I don't know what they call them, Class B vehicles or something, but the smaller vehicles that, I mean, they're still like, you know, $30 or something over here, so they're not really cheap, but a little more affordable than, you know, your Falcon or, you know, whatever. So,
but
I'd love to see more, you know, kind of small, inexpensive vehicles. I think that stuff is really fun. That's why I like this BB-8 playset so much too. It's just like, you know, buttons and things that pop off, and you know, lighting up and sounds and stuff is just fun. Like, I like the play factor there, you know.
Yeah.
So,
would you like to tell me about the Blockade Runner?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we do a podcast called the Blockade Runner Podcast, and it's a small podcast, small following, stuff like that. But we've been doing it for, we started about 4 or 5 months before The Force Awakens came out. So about 3 years now, I guess. Yeah. And just me and a couple of friends I grew up with, we all kind of, most of us live in different places now. So we like to get together and talk Star Wars when we can. And, you know, try to post a couple episodes a month. And we have a YouTube channel too, where we'll post some video game videos, and a lot of times we record our podcast over Google Hangout, so you can watch the podcast there also. But yeah, we're there. We're iTunes and Anchor and YouTube. BlockadeRunnerPodcast.com is our site where we have all of our stuff posted. So but we're a little more, I guess, our podcast, we try to be. We're a little more on the analytical side, I guess. We're big into kind of dissecting things, picking them apart. I'm an English teacher, is my day job, so I have a tendency to go on and overanalyze probably. So, I would love it if anybody listening wants to check that out or drop us a line and say hello. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm always trying to think up some inventive ways to. Tweet some positive vibes for you.
Yeah. You're really good at that. You're a lot better at hyping the show than we are.
Yeah,
which we appreciate for sure. We love that.
That's a pleasure. Yeah, it's one of my favorite podcasts.
Oh, thanks so much. That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, that's all the questions from me. Unless you've got any more for me.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm just really thankful for the opportunity here to stop by and chat with you. And I always love interacting with you on Twitter. And I think it's great to have somebody who's so positive and you know, just kind of bringing a smile to people's faces all day long there. So I definitely admire your consistency with just, like, you know, bringing this positive vibe to Star Wars fandom. So yeah, so thanks a lot for giving me the chance to come on and chat with you.
Well, it's a pleasure. And in the future, I always want to have you on again.
Yeah, I'd love to. I would love to.
All right. Thank you very much for that, and may the force be with you.
Hey, same with you.
Enjoy your day.
All right, you too. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
The The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.